Hello, everybody, and welcome to Easton News. My name is Joseph Tapp.
And I'm Jack Ryan. Today is Friday, September 29th, 2023. The Massachusetts Department of Public Health announced September 27th that the Triple E has been detected in mosquitoes collected in Easton, Massachusetts. This is the first Triple E positive mosquito sample in Easton in 2023. The town of Easton is still in moderate alert for the West Nile virus. By taking a few common sense precautions, people can help to protect themselves and their loved ones. Apply insect repellent. Clothing can help reduce mosquito bites. Be aware of peak mosquito hours. The hours from dusk to dawn are peak biting times for many mosquitoes, and mosquito-proof your home, drain standing water, and install repair screens on doors and windows. Fact sheets on West Nile virus and reducing exposure and risk are available on the town website and the Easton Health Department office located at 136 Elm Street in Easton, Mass.
Borderland is having a murder mystery inside the Ames Mansion. Their popular annual murder mystery will be on Saturday, October 14th at 6 p.m. Tickets go on sale Friday, September 15th, and space for this event is very limited, so get your tickets sooner rather than later. Once the event is sold out, they will not be adding any extra tickets. Tickets are $100 per person, and those with a Friends of Borderland membership get 15% off. There will be light refreshments, and this is a 21-plus event, so IDs will be checked at the door. To purchase tickets, check out the Borderland Facebook page.
The Easton Lions Club 24th Annual Golf Tournament, which was scheduled for September 25th, has been rescheduled for Thursday, October 5th. For registration and event details, please go to eastonlions.org/golf.
The town of Easton is undertaking a crucial public safety and public works facilities replacement project to enhance essential services for the community. The project involves constructing a new combined DPW facility, police and fire headquarters, and fire substation, consolidating multiple outdated buildings. With facilities ranging from 50 to 70 plus years old, these structures no longer meet various health, safety, and environmental codes, and are standing far beyond their expected lifespans. There will be a community forum and facilities tour on October 2nd, 2023, 6:30 p.m. at the police/fire at 4648 Lothrop Street. The special town meeting will take place on October 23rd, 2023, 7 p.m. at Oliver Ames, and the debt exclusion election will be November 4th, 2023, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Oliver Ames. Please visit www.eastonpsw.com to learn more about the project, sign up for notifications of project updates, and share your feedback.
It's that time of year again. Get ready to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the NRT's Harvest and Craft Fair on Sunday, October 1st from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Join NRT and the community for a celebration of all things fall food, music, crafts, artisans, games, animals, and more. Visit the NRT online at nrtofeaston.org and follow them on Facebook, Instagram for updates about all things Harvest Fair.
On October 27th, Easton Live is back. The Easton Lions Club is hosting another Easton Live event at the Hall on Foundry Street. The band That Time Forgot will be featured this time around. Doors open at 7 p.m., the show starts at 8 p.m., and tickets are $15 at the door. The Hall on Foundry Street is located at 375 Foundry Street, Northeastern.
The House of Possibilities is looking for a select group of athletes to join them in the Hope team of running the Boston Marathon. If you think you have what it takes and a passion for Hope's mission, please apply and join. Go to the houseofpossibilities.org and go to the News and Events tab. For questions, you can email Paul McLaughlin at pmclaughlin@houseofpossibilities.org.
On September 23rd, the Children Museum of Easton had a gala to raise money for an update of their outside garden area, the Wild Place. ECAT was there to see the event.
Good evening. My name's Christine Santoro. I'm the executive director of the Children's Museum in Easton, and this evening we are at the Something Wild Gala. We are raising money to renovate the Wild Place. Now, the Wild Place is the outside area of the Children's Museum. It was opened back in 2006. It's a beautiful, small, green space that has become a bit, overgrown. And we are going to renovate it and put in some brand new equipment. We've picked the Compan Company because their philosophy of playground equipment really jives with our philosophy that play is essential to healthy child development.
Hi, my name is Maggie Teller, and I am the chair of the board of the Children's Museum in Easton. And tonight we are celebrating our Something Wild Gala. We're fundraising for our new and improved Wild Place, our outdoor play area. We have a lot of exciting auctions and raffles and a great program and a really fun band. So it should be a great night and all for a good cause.
150 people here, and we're raising money, you know, to buy our equipment and renovate the outdoor space. We have a raffle, we have auction items, and we have one terrific auction item, which is a trip on the Patriots plane, going to Las Vegas to a game. And right now, I think the bid is up to over $6,000, so you can still bid.
Do you know an Easton resident or an organization that benefits the community? Do you or someone you know have a special talent or a skill set that you would like to show off to your community? Well, ECAD has numerous shows and segments that may be a good fit. ECAD has always represented the talent and diversity of the people of Easton, and we want to highlight you. Email info@eastoncat.org to let us know what you want to see on our channels. We want to hear from you.
Join your Easton Youth Baseball League friends and support the league by playing in the 2023 EYBL Mark Peterson Memorial Golf Tournament on Sunday, October 1st at the Easton Country Club. Foursomes are $500, singles are $125, singles and youth $175, and banquet tickets are $25 for adults and $15 for youth. Full registration includes entry to the 18th hole, scramble, format, golf, and a ticket to the banquet, of course. There will be events on course and various raffles, so for more information, contact Nate Crossman at ncrossman15@gmail.com.
The town of Easton offers many tax exemptions designed to reduce the property tax burden for elderly or disabled veterans. These exemptions include Elderly Clause 41D, Clause 22, and Disabled Veterans and Clause 22D, Surviving Spouses, Clause 37, Blind, Community Preservation. You can find the applications and instructions on the assessor's webpage. Scroll down the dark blue box at the end and select Real Estate Exemptions. You will see a drop-down menu listing all real estate applications. If you have any questions, please contact the assessor's office at 508-230-0520.
Open mics at Mockingbird Music are back after 3 years. Each open mic will have a guest host, amazing teachers, or a local performing musician. Mockingbird Music offers a unique opportunity to perform on stage with house sound. Come play as a solo, duo, trio, or even a full band. Mockingbird is the perfect place for performers of all levels. This series of open mics is intended for live music with no backing tracks, originals, and covers. So come on out and share your music in a truly amazing and supportive music community. Mockingbird Music is located at 25 Robert Drive, Southeast in Mass, and there will be a $5 cover charge. And this will be continuing with the first Sunday of the month going forward.
Calling all bottle caps, the Disabled American Veterans Chapter 57 Club with the Legions of Easton is collecting clear white bottle caps. The collection of bottle caps will be recycled into prosthetics for fellow veterans. You can bring your bottle caps to the Bristol Trinity Episcopal Church at 143 Lincoln Street in North Easton. The container will be located near the main entrance, and the collection will end on October 31st, 2023.
The APCSM is having a Dogtoberfest. On October 21st, from 2 to 6 p.m., they will be having a local brewery tasting, food, their famous bake sale, of course, music, and games. Dogs are welcome, and humans must be 21 or older. Tickets go on sale on August 19th and can be purchased at apcsm.org/dogtoberfest. This event will be held at the APCSM location.
The Stonehill Skyhawks are having a golf clinic for 4 to 6-year-olds and a sports clinic for 7 to 12-year-olds. Registrations are open now and they both have max numbers. They will both be on Wednesday starting October 11th. To sign up or for more info, register through Frothingham Hall at easton.ma.us. Click the Rec Desk button from the Register for Community Programs.
Stonehill McFadden Library hosted an up close and personal on Irish children's writing of today's event with some Irish authors. ECAD was there to cover the event.
Hello, everyone. I'm Uma Hiremat. I was the friendly librarian at the Ames Free Library for the last 15 years, and then I had this wonderful retirement, and then I went insane at home, and I've come to the Stonehill Library, where I continue to be the friendly librarian for Easton. And really, since I'm straddling both worlds, I really want all of you to come for the wonderful, wonderful events that take place in this academic institution that is yours. I mean, you can come in and some of them, let me give you a taste of it. We just finished up a nice program with our authors from across the pond in Ireland, which was a lot of fun.
I'm Matthew Parkinson Bennett. I'm the publisher with Little Island Books. We're a small, very small, independent Irish publisher of books for young readers, from toddlers up to older teens. We've been on the go for about 13 years in Ireland, selling into the UK and internationally. And just last year, we launched in the United States. So we're incredibly excited to be branching into this terrific new market.
Hello, so I'm Siobhan Parkinson and I'm from Dublin in Ireland. And I am a writer for mostly for children and young people. And I'm also an editor. And I was, until quite recently, a publisher. I founded Little Island Books, which is a specialist children and young people's publishing house. It's a very tiny, very vibrant, and very effective, I suppose I might say, small children's publishing company in Ireland. And I'm so glad to be here at this university, which has such connections to Ireland. I feel that Ireland is kind of moving out beyond itself in recent years and in recent decades. And it's so lovely to be part of that and to be bringing Irish literature to the United States, to Irish people in the United States, people who have connections to Ireland, but also to the world, to people of all kinds of backgrounds and ethnicities. To be bringing our story to you is such a privilege. And I'm delighted to have been here and to have been talking to the people here today.
The US is a country that I think really takes children's books very seriously. There's a great culture here of appreciating and enjoying writing for young people, and we're so excited to be able to bring the best of Irish writing for young people into the US.
And we're going to have a scholarly series that's going to take place on typically the last Thursdays, except for December. So let's see. October 26th, which is a Thursday, we're going to have Professor Richard Capobianco talking about Heidegger. So yes, if you want to expand your brain just that little bit, come on over. He's spent a lifetime studying Heidegger, so it should be a lot. It should be pretty intense. November 30th, we have our local Eastern resident, Professor John Rodriguez, talking about his recent publication, Freedom's Crescent. You might have caught him at the public library, but come on again, because he's always great to hear. And then in December, very timely, is Professor Mary Joan Leith, who has just published a thought-provoking pamphlet on the Virgin Mary, and that's what she's going to talk about. I can't wait for that. So, yes, there's a lot of great intellectual stimulation. It's just an hour. There's wine and cheese, there's atmosphere, so come on over. Please go to the stonehill.edu website and you can get a list of all the events that take place. I know a lot of you are familiar with what happens at the Martin Institute in Stonehill, but there's a lot more happening around campus. And Stonehill has been part of Easton for the last 75 years. So it's about time you came and wandered its beautiful grounds and listened to its professors. I hope to see you here. Bye-bye.
After the break, find out who is this week's Pet of the Week.
And there's a contest that will bring out your artistic side. You're watching Easton News.
Here we go. My name is Harrison Young, and after 13 years of talk show experience, I seek to bring you the best in interviews with some of the very best guests around, including... And here we are, experts.
I've seen thousands of demons actually come out of the mirror one time.
Wow. Musical guests and artists.
If I say how I feel, would you really listen?
And interesting characters of all types.
I threw that kid across the classroom. He didn't try that ever again.
Wow. Join me at Topic Time on your Eastern cable station anytime they want to play it. And what I understand, that's quite a few times a day. And I love it.
There's a storm.
Join me, Priscilla Almquist-Olson, to explore the town of Easton and its interesting, engaging, ordinary, and extraordinary people. and meet a smorgasbord of guests, including artists, authors, musicians, business owners, community organizations, clergy, local leaders, etc., etc., etc. Community Forum at 3 p.m. on Thursdays and 1:30 p.m. on Saturdays. See you then.
The Tricentennial Committee is holding a contest for the creation of the official logo of the Easton 300th celebration. This contest is an opportunity for the community to participate in the creation of a logo to be used in promoting and celebrating Easton's 300th anniversary in 2025. Entries must be received by November 30th, and cash prizes for the winning logo. For rules and how to enter, visit easton300.org.
Did you know that the town of Easton offers free blood pressure clinics every Wednesday? Easton paramedics will be on hand at Frothingham Hall between 11:30 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. and at Parker Terrace Community Center between 12:30 p.m. and 1:30 p.m. This is a free drop-in service and no appointments are required.
Shaw's is having a Give Back Where It Counts reusable bag program. This program is dedicated to supporting communities we call home. For every $2.99 reusable Give Back bag sold at the Easton Shaw's in September, a dollar will be donated to the Easton Council on Aging. This is a great way to give back to the community while protecting the environment. When you visit the Easton Shaw's in September, look for the white reusable bags that say, "I give back where it counts," locally, to support your Easton local Council on Aging.
The Are You OK? Free telephone calling service provides peace of mind for both the individual and their family. The program provides reliable, daily phone assurance and the security a person may need to maintain their independence. The program is designed for seniors, disabled persons, and shut-ins living in Bristol County. The Bristol County Sheriff's Department will make a telephone call to an individual's home at approximately the same time each day. If no one answers, the Sheriff's Department will call back shortly. If no one answers the second time, the Police Department will be called immediately to check on the individual's status. Enroll at 508-994-8932 or toll free at 888-809-8932.
The Easton Youth Baseball and Youth Football is joining forces and hosting the first annual kickball tournament fundraiser. The event will be held on November 11th at Militia Park. It's $45 a player and you must register in teams of six. For more info and registration, there will be opening soon.
Effective May 1st through November 1st, Phase 3 water restriction will be in place. From 5 a.m. to 8 p.m., houses will be restricted on what days they can use water. These restrictions are needed to comply with the town's water withdrawal permit and to ensure adequate supply during the construction of the PFAS and iron and manganese treatment facilities. Please visit the Easton Water Division webpage for more information.
Now it's time for the APCSM Pet of the Week. We have a couple pets that need their forever home. This week we have Buddy, Boogers, and Butters. Meet Buddy. Buddy is a fun-loving adult pit bull terrier who is looking for his forever home. Buddy is looking for a home where he can be a dog's dog. He would make a wonderful companion for someone who is looking to throw the ball around in the backyard or hang out on the couch. Buddy likes to talk and can get pretty excitable. He loves his walks, stuffed toys, and just curling up in a comfy spot for quiet time. Dogs like Buddy tend to spend a very long time waiting in a shelter for a home. If Buddy sounds like a good fit for you or someone you know, please share his story or fill out a dog adoption application on our website, apcsm.org. Meet Boogie and Butters. Boogie and Butters are best friends and would love to find a forever home together. Boogie and Butters are both about 3 years old and are looking for a forever home to let them live their best lives. They need a home with enough space for the two of them and enough veggies to spoil them both. If Boogie and Butters sound like the perfect pair for you, fill out a small pet adoption application on our website, apcsm.org. The Family Rosary Annual Rosary Festival will be held on the evening of October 7th at 6 p.m. It includes a radiant and inspiring outdoor candlelit rosary procession for all ages led by priests from the Congregation of Holy Cross. Prayer will be followed by a seasonal treats of cider and donuts. This is a free event for families at the Father Peyton Center, 518 Washington Street in North Easton, 02356.
The Easton YMCA held their annual fall road race. So let's take a look at all the action.
Emily, my Bonacchino, the health and wellness coordinator at the Easton YMCA. Just wanted to send a big thank you for everyone who was able to attend our 44th annual Harvest Road Race today that is generously sponsored by the Northeastern Savings Bank. Without our community, we would not be able to run the programs that we do. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Your 7-day forecast is still to come.
And OA Sports, we're in full action this week. You're watching Easton News.
Welcome to Service Matters, a weekly radio show that talks about the good things that are happening in local communities and beyond.
Since 1978, the Easton Food Pantry has been dedicated to providing food to our neighbors in times of need. As long as there's a hungry people in our community, our doors are open, our hearts will be open to help.
We also like to talk about the good things that people do to make a difference and in many cases to make dreams real for folks out there in need.
Just to chat about, as you say, some of the good things in life, some of the good things, the great things and the happy things.
And certainly watch us on ECAT, Easton Community Access Television. Hi, sports fans. Easton Community Access Television, that's ECAT, your place for all of Ames high school sports. How about football, hockey, basketball, soccer, gymnastics, swimming, wrestling, lacrosse, field hockey, and more? Join us on Comcast 97 and Verizon Channel 23.
All right, guys, it's time for your 7-day weather forecast.
This is your ECAT Weekly Weather Forecast. On Friday, we have some scattered rain showers with patches of the day being dry, but the rain is with us until Saturday midday. Then we get drier skies and some mild temps for the rest of the weekend. The work week has mainly sun with some clouds for mostly the week, but with mild temps and no rain. I'm Adam Carrero, and this has been your ECAT Weekly Weather Forecast.
Free Library is creating a long-range strategic plan. The library would like the Easton community to envision the library 5 years in the future and help us prioritize library needs and values. All responses are confidential but will be used to help design future library programs and services. The survey consists of a series of questions about the library's collection and services and will not take more than 10 minutes. It will be available until the end of September 2023. Just go to the Ames Free Library website and follow the prompts.
The Holy Trinity Lutheran Church had a special ceremony for shooting victims that occurred in the U.S. They had a daily mass and a special ceremony outside where they had a rock memorial set up. Let's take a look.
Please be seated, and I'd like to invite Madeline Champagne, the creator of the art exhibit, to come forward.
It is absolutely an honor for me to be here today. I could talk about it. I could be sad. I could be angry. But maybe I could do something in more than words to speak out against this tragic injustice. On Thursday, Rita and I laid out 360 inscribed stones on the labyrinth outside. We invite you after the service to participate in laying out the remaining stones that all serve as a memorial to these victims across America to date in 2023. Peace.
The Tricentennial Committee is looking for volunteers to help out in several areas. If you would like to help out Easton celebrate their 300th celebration, you can email easton300@outlook.com. If you want to attend the next meeting, it will be on October 24th at 6 p.m. to 7:45 at the Quesit House.
Borderland State Park fall closing hours. Borderland opens daily at 8 a.m. Starting Friday, September 1st, the park closes at 7 p.m. Starting Sunday, October 1st, though, closing time will change to 6 p.m. And starting Sunday, November 5th, the park will begin to close at 4 p.m.
Now here's your weekly OA sports recap.
All right, everybody, it is time for your weekly ECAT sports recap. So let's get right into the action for the week that was September 21st through 28th. So on Thursday, September 21st, OA Field Hockey hosted Attleboro, and they won 5-0, propelling the team to a 4-2 record. That marks another shutout for senior captain Olivia O'Rourke and the defense, as every victory this season has been a shutout. On Friday, September 22nd, four OA teams were in action. Girls soccer played Attleboro at home and got a 4-0 victory. Senior captain Lucinda Lee Cotter had a hat trick in the first half, leading the Tiger offense. On the road, OA Golf got a victory over Sharon, 158-169. Lucas Riley had a big day, earning match medal honors by shooting a 37. Unfortunately, the OA football team could not get back on track against Dighton Rehoboth as they lost 21-14. This was their closest defeat of the year, so hopefully they can beat Stoughton this Friday in the Hockomock League's Game of the Week. Boys soccer suffered a similar fate Friday as they were blanked by Attleboro 2-0. On Saturday, September 23rd, the field hockey team traveled to Somerset Berkeley and they were defeated 4-1. On Monday, September 25th, volleyball take on Notre Dame Academy, 3-0. Clay Cavolius dished out 26 assists in the game, while Sarah Hilliard and Claire O'Rourke played well. On Tuesday, September 26th, boys soccer went to Canton and they got a big road win. They took that one 4-0. Meanwhile, golf stayed on the winning track, defeating Attleboro in a tight one. Final score, 154-157. Lucas Riley finished with an eagle on 6 and a birdie on 8. On Wednesday, September 27th, OA Field Hockey hosted Hawk leading Canton at Moscato Stadium, and they lost a heartbreaker 2-1. The girls battled hard the entire game, and their lone goal is the only one Canton gave up the entire year so far, and that was scored by Kayla Kenny. So look out for this team, as they could surprise some people come playoff time. Meanwhile, volleyball also played Canton at home, and they lost 3-1. Make sure to fill the stands for the football game versus Stoughton this Friday. If you can't be there, make sure to tune into ECAT, because we'll have all the coverage. Now, back to those guys. Thank you so much for watching. This has been Joe Taft, and I don't have a joke this week.
And I'm Jack Ryan. I don't either. This has been Easton News.